representations may not necessarily reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Communications.
Hi, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's toll free, 888-677-9673. Join the conversation live with Pastor Al. And now, here is your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. Happy New Year, and it's sure good to see 2014, and hopefully this will be the year that the Lord comes back for us, but if it's not, we look forward to another year by God's grace to be able to serve Him and to be able to point people to Christ and introduce people to the Lord as their Savior and certainly work with the church there. And, of course, I'm the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and I certainly invite you to visit us out there here if you don't have a church home this coming year. At any rate, we are starting the new year here. Live with Pastor Al's our Friday afternoon program every Friday, 1:30 until 2 o'clock, and then we have Late Night Live with Pastor Al every Sunday night from 11 o'clock at night until midnight, and we feature a live call-in format. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to hear from you. Let's go ahead and get started here with a word of prayer here this afternoon. Heavenly Father, Lord, we do pray and just ask that you bless, watch over us. We do thank you for bringing us through another year, and just thank you for the year ahead and the opportunity to serve you. We do pray that you bless, watch over us now. Use the program today for your glory. Help us to point people to Christ. Help us to show that it makes sense to believe your word and that also to believe the message of your word and to believe the one that it points to, the Lord Jesus Christ, and that he's our Savior who died to pay for our sin. Pray that you bless now. Use the program today for your glory, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, as I said, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al right here on AM 1220, The Word, and be with you until 2 o'clock. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Love to hear from you today. Hope you're faring well with the winter weather that we've been experiencing here. This is just like it was back in the 1970s when the Ice Age was coming. And if you're ever curious about that, if you weren't around at that time, don't remember, you can Google it online or whatever. You can see how all the people who are calling for global warming today were calling for an Ice Age back in the late 70s when we were having winters like this in that time frame. And I tell you, it was kind of almost humorous. There was a ship that was trapped in the ice down in Antarctica, and they had several icebreakers, a Chinese icebreaker, I think a Russian icebreaker, tried to reach the ship, and they had to turn back. The ice was too thick, and finally, they were evacuated by helicopter, and most of the people reporting on it neglected to tell that the people were there studying the effects of climate change, more specifically, global warming. And their reason that they got stuck in the ice is that the global warming was melting the glaciers, and because as the glaciers melted, they were fresh water being less dense than salt water, it rode out over the ocean waters, and it rode on the surface of the water, and the same temperatures, the same warm temperatures that froze or that melted the glacier, froze the glacier meltwater because obviously fresh water freezes at a lower temperature or a higher temperature, I should say, than salt water. And so that's why the same warming winds that were melting the glaciers were freezing the glacier meltwater and it froze them into position. And also a lot of people don't realize or neglect to take into consideration, it's summer at the South Pole right now. Southern Hemisphere is in the middle of summer, and we're in the middle of winter, so it would be a little bit warmer. So how is the ice getting so thick? Maybe it's not global warming. Maybe we're back to the Ice Age. Well, enough of that. Wanted to build on this topic, though, of this winter storm, and there's an interesting passage, and we've discussed it here on the program. We've talked about it at our church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, before, and that is our treatment of the Jewish people, and specifically, well, of God's people, the Jewish people, and of the Jewish state, which has a place in God's prophecy God tends to deal with nations based on their treatment of the Jewish people. And this goes all the way back to Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, where the Bible says God speaking, talking to Noah or to Abraham and the Abrahamic covenant when he promised to make him a great nation. And God says to him in Genesis chapter 12, and actually I'll start in verse 2, it says, "And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." And then he says in verse 3, "And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." This statement is kind of restated a couple more times, several more times in the scripture. Let me go over to Genesis chapter 27. Genesis chapter 27, and Isaac is speaking here, and he is giving a prophetic statement over Jacob, and he says this. In verse number 29, Genesis 27, verse 29, "Let people serve thee, and nations bow down to thee. Be lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee." Now, that's twice that we have a similar statement there, and of course, Isaac was speaking prophetically. I believe that the Holy Spirit guided him to say and restate to his son Jacob much of what God had said to Abraham in Genesis 12, verse 3. But it gets better. In Numbers chapter 29, God speaks to Balaam, and he is called by Balak to curse the nation of Israel as they've left Egypt and they're going through the land headed towards the promised land. And Balak hires Balaam to curse the Jewish people, and despite Balak's promises of reward, Balaam comes under the influence of God, and he begins giving a prophecy in regards to the Jewish people. And in Numbers chapter 24, starting verse 8, it says, "God brought him forth out of Egypt. He hath as it were the strength of an unicorn," and that's a rhinoceros, if you don't know. "He shall eat up the nations, his enemies, and shall break their bones and pierce them through with his arrows." That says in verse 9, "He croucheth, he lay down as a lion, and as a great lion, who shall stir him up? Blessed is he that blesseth thee, and cursed is he that curseth thee." And see, God, through Balaam, restated the blessing and the cursing that was stated through Abraham, that those that would bless the Jewish people, God would bless, and those that would curse the Jewish people, God would bring a curse upon them. And this is important in light of talking about global warming here at the beginning of the program, because we have a statement over here in the let's see, I believe it's in the book of Joel, and let me turn over here real quick. In Joel chapter 3, we read starting in verse 1, "For behold, in those days, and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations, I will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat." Now, let me pause there for a moment, and this is talking really about the coming battle of Armageddon at the end of the tribulation period. The tribulation period, of course, is that seven-year period when the Antichrist rules over the world. It follows after God brings his believers out of the world, an event we call the catching away or the rapture. And then after that, the Antichrist comes to power, signs a treaty with the Jewish people for a seven-year, I believe it'll be with the nation of Israel, a seven-year peace treaty, which he will break in the midpoint of that treaty when he declares himself to be God. And at the end of that period, we have a battle called the Battle of Armageddon. And then after that, of course, the Lord comes back. He ends the battle, and he defeats the Antichrist, throws him into the lake of fire, and of course then sets up his 1,000-year reign here on earth. So back to Joel chapter 3 again. He says in verse 2, I will also gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. Now, the statement there about scattering his people and among the nations and then parting his land, these are the reasons that God is going to destroy these nations and these armies and bring together the enemies of God's people at this final battle of Armageddon. And it's because God has a dim view of people who scatter the Jewish people among the nations and part God's land. Now, notice what that said there in Joel chapter 3 and verse 2. It's God's land. I didn't say that it's our land. I didn't say that it's Arab land or Jewish land or any other person's land. It's God's land. And God, who created this earth, he set that land there for a purpose. And in God's sovereign decree, he decreed that that land would be the home of the Jewish people. Now, here's where I want to bring in a little bit of this with the incredible storm, snowstorm that has been socking the eastern half of the United States. I heard something to the effect of over 100 million people have been affected by this storm, and the temperatures here in Ohio, it's in the mid-20s right now here in northeast Ohio. But we're expecting temperatures on Tuesday, a high of -3. And up in Minnesota and up in parts of New England and upstate New York, they've been having highs in the minus temperatures. They've been getting down into around -30 and things like that. Incredible cold. Here in northeast Ohio, we're supposed to get the coldest weather we've had in 20 years. And the weather pattern that we're in right now, we haven't seen since the late 70s, when everybody was fretting about the coming ice age. And we're looking at this, and with this incredible storm battering the United States, isn't it a coincidence that John Kerry has been over in the Middle East doing exactly what the Bible says that God is going to judge the nations for? He says he's going to judge the nations for parting their land. Kerry right now is calling for a settlement and moving his people around. He's got a framework that he's trying to put together where Israel is going to hand over 92.8% of the West Bank to the Palestinians. Now, keep in mind, the Palestinians, they're just Arab people. They're not ethnically Palestinian. Palestine was a name given to that land by the Romans when they chased the Jewish people out back in the 2nd century, and it was an insult name where they resurrected the name of the ancient enemies of Israel, the Philistines. You can Google that. Everybody there, Jew, Christian, Arab, was called Palestinians prior to 1948. And in this land, this peace plan calls for Israel annexing about 6.8% of the West Bank, but they've got to give over 5.5% of actual Israeli territory outside of the West Bank. In addition to that, there's supposed to be a link between the Gaza Strip, which is on the southwest side of Israel, to the West Bank up on the northeast side, that's going to cut through southern Israel. It's going to remain under Israeli sovereignty, but Palestinian control. And it's calling for America to build an express railroad line that'll go from Gaza to Hebron, although Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian Authority president, wants a train to go all the way to Ramallah, and also a special road, Bethlehem and Ramallah as well. And this is going to take up about 1% of Israeli territory. And so this is a division of the land. East Jerusalem in the land is also to be divided with a portion which comprises part of the West Bank a tiny bit, as well as the Temple Mount, I believe, going to an international commission comprised of U.S., Israel, and Palestinians, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia. In addition to that, about 80,000 Jewish people are going to be relocated, 10,000 Jewish settlers out of the Jordan Valley. 80,000 people are going to have to decide whether to stay in Palestine, the new Palestinian state, or move to Israel. In addition to all of that, there is going to be a number of the Palestinian refugees currently in refugee camps settled in Canada and Australia. Now, I don't know about you, but when we think of Islamic terror, that doesn't bode well for Canada and Australia. So when all of this is happening, here is our country being devastated by this absolutely incredible snowstorm. Obadiah, which has one chapter, verse 15, says, "For in the day of the Lord, or for the day of the Lord is near upon all the heathen, as thou hast done, it shall be done unto thee. Thy reward shall return upon thine own head." And so God does bless those that bless Israel and curse those that curse Israel. And I think that our country is on the wrong side of God on this issue. Well, you're listening live with Pastor Al, 888-677-9673. And we have Danielle calling in. And Danielle, welcome to Live with Pastor Al.
Hi, Pastor. Hi. How are you today?
Good. Hope you're staying safe.
God warm. Takes care of me. Yeah. I'm okay. I'm nice and warm, and it's not nice and warm outside, and I have the luxury to make a phone call to ask you a question today, so that's a good thing. And I was blessed to be that he got me up out of bed, and I'm alive in the land of the living again today.
There we go.
But I just, I hear this a lot, and mm-hmm. I see there's, let me just say, I was born a Jew,
mm-hmm.
okay, but I didn't become a Jew.
Right,
until
there's
I
ethnic
accepted
Jewish
Christ.
And, yeah.
Until I accepted Christ, I was not really a Jew, because it says in Romans 2:29 that he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart and the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God.
Right.
And, you said something to the effect that the Jews are God's people. And I say the Bible says, unless they've received Christ, they're not God's people, because it says in Romans 2:11, for there is no respect of persons with God.
Mm-hmm.
And God does not have two groups of people. He has Jesus said there would be one fold and one shepherd. And to become a Christian is truly to become a Jew according to the scriptures. It is a logical outcome.
All right, for time's sake, I don't have too much time here because we end the program here in not too distant future. Let me just address that real quick.
Okay.
And you're absolutely right in terms of becoming a Christian. There's people who are Jewish ethnically. It's an ethnic background. And there are people who become Jewish, in terms of adopting the religion. And so there's a nationality and a religion. And what I'm talking about is the ethnic group. I believe that God called the Jewish people together, out of Syria, basically, to be a certain group that he is going to use. Now, when people trust Christ as their Savior during this current dispensation, the Bible says there's neither Jew nor Gentile in Christ. And so, absolutely, when you trusted Christ as your Savior, you became a Christian, just like I'm a Christian, because I trusted Christ as my Savior, even though I come from a Gentile background. In God's eyes, you're not Jewish and I'm not Gentile. We're Christian. We're his children. But I'm talking about in the future, when the believers of this dispensation are taken out of the world, caught up to be with the Lord in the heaven, the Bible says that the Jewish people, ethnically Jewish, will embrace Christ as their Savior. Romans chapter 11, says that very clearly in verse 25, where he says, "For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel," that means the Jewish people, "until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in." And then he says in verse 26, "So all Israel shall be saved."
When you say all,
he says all Israel shall be saved, as
it is
written.
But it doesn't mean every single Jew that was ever born since Abraham.
No, this is a future event that's being talked about. And these are people who are going to realize that Jesus is the Messiah.
Are you a Jew?
No.
Yes, you are.
No,
sir. If you're a Christian,
there's neither Jew nor Gentile in Christ.
Yeah, but
I apologize that we don't have time to go into all the detail right now in the short time frame. But what I'm getting at is God said here in the future that the Jewish people, in fact, he prefaced this as Paul's talking in chapter 11, verse 1. He says, "I say then, hath God cast away his people?" He's talking about the Jewish people. "God forbid. For I also am an Israelite," and that's talking about nationally, he's Jewish, that's his ethnicity, "of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew," and it goes on talking various things, and that's where he says that the Jewish people who are ethnically Jewish, and again, we don't want to confuse the difference between ethnically Jewish and religiously Jewish. There is a division. And there are many people who are Jewish that are Jewish spiritually or religiously, but not ethnically. And there are many people who are Jewish ethnically. That's their nationality. They're of the seed of, like Paul said, of the seed of Benjamin, the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin, or one of the other tribes. And that's their ethnicity. But they're not religiously Jewish. When the Bible talks about believers being a Jew in the true sense of the word, it's talking about how we have embraced Jesus Christ as our Messiah, and we have completed the job, in a sense, that the Jewish people were called to do. They were called to bring God's word into the world, which they did in terms of the Old Testament, and they were also called to bring the Son of God, the Word made flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus was born into a Jewish family of a Jewish young woman by the name of Mary, and he was raised by a Jewish stepfather by the name of Joseph in a Jewish town. And ethnically, he was Jewish. He was of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Judah. And so he was a descendant of David, the king of Israel. And so ethnically, he was Jewish. But the Jewish people, they rejected Jesus, and there's a blindness on the Jewish people, the ethnic Jews, until the fullness of the Gentiles come in. After the believers, because in Christ, when the Bible says there's neither Jew nor Gentile, and as our caller was not discerning, the Bible's saying that as Christians, we have completed what the Jewish people failed to do by embracing the Messiah and holding up the Messiah to a lost and dying world, pointing people to Christ as their Savior. But the Bible says that we're not ethnically Jews. And in fact, it goes on after using that as an example, it says that there's neither Jew nor Gentile in Christ. And so as a result, when we look at Romans chapter 11, a future time after the time of the Gentiles is fulfilled, and this is going to happen during the time of the tribulation. I believe it'll happen at the midpoint of the tribulation, 3.5 years in, about the time that the Antichrist declares himself to be God. The Jewish people as a whole, not every single Jewish person, not every single ethnic Jew, will embrace Christ as their Savior. And the Bible says, "And so all Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the Deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins." That's Romans chapter 11, verses 26 and 27. We need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We need to be on the right side of history. If it's an awful big coincidence if God does not have a part for the ethnic Jews that are living in Israel today, that he judges this land when we turn against the Jewish people, that he judges other nations like Germany when they killed them and Russia when they persecuted them. We're out of time, though. God bless. Happy New Year, and join us again next week.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can contact Pastor Al by calling 330-659-6561 or by writing Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Pastor Al invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday night at 6. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express from 7 to 9. You can learn more about Pastor Al and the Bible Baptist Church online at live.maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation with Pastor Al this Sunday night at 11 p.m. and again next Friday afternoon at 1:30 on AM 1220 The Word. The preceding program has been sponsored by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield.
The preceding program's views claim...